Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline from the VSCDA Vintage Group, it is Mike Cornelli. Mike, welcome to the show, sir.
Hi, well, thank you. Great to be here.
Yeah, and this is a pretty neat deal. You know, I have not been, I was at the September Vintage races a couple weeks ago or a couple years ago, but you know, have not been able to get out there every year. But this is a pretty neat deal. So give us a background on because there's usually three vintage events up at Road America, and this has been called the Fall Vintage and other names. But give us some background on the Fall Vintage race up at Road America.
Well, VSCDA, which is the Vintage Sports Car Drivers Association, has been doing the event for 35th year. So it's the Elkhart Lake Vintage Football Festival. It runs the gamut. Typically, last year was an extraordinary year. We had, I think, something like 430 around that cars. Typically, our typical year is about 325. And that ranges anything from pre-war, you know, cars almost into their teens, certainly 20s and 30s, up into including Formula One cars. So it's a large gamut of cars. I mean, obviously the small British sports cars. We have the typical, I'll call them pony cars, which is our Group 6, open wheel, you know, Indy type cars. So we have a large group. We have about 10 different race groups, and we run Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and we have we also have, in conjunction with that, we have normally up to the back lawn of the off-top, which is an invitation-only concourse, and we normally do a road course reenactment, which is a police-escorted, and at the race cars can join in and the public can join in, and we would do the entire road course circuit. This year, the village has declined to allow us to do that just because of COVID. They're nervous. Understandable. So we won't be doing that this year, unfortunately, but we do have touring that spectators can join in on for a modest $50. You get to drive the race course at moderate speeds. Nobody gets to race or they're done. And the Saturday at late afternoon and evening is the concourse I talked about. And this year it will be, instead of on, normally it's on the very nice groomed grounds of the Ossoff Resort. Last year we got rained out, so we have to do it in the parking lot across the street at the Ossoff's parking lot. And that's where we'll be this year. And we have some nice music there for a few hours. And it's just an opportunity for our drivers and crew to come and relax a little bit. And then we have a banquet Saturday evening, which is open to the public. This year, David Hobbs is our guest. We do an honored guest every year. And David Hobbs is our guest this year. So there's a little bit for everybody, whether you like, you know, a little bit more modern F1, you know, the pre-war, if you like the Mustang Camaro wars, if you like the sports races, that's really strong in FCCA. But it's a we try to make it a family-friendly event, even for the racers. But if somebody has them up to Road America, it's a fabulous facility. I mean, you get people, we normally draw from, I'm going to say, about 23 states and a couple of foreign countries. I don't know where it's at this year. And I think our car counts could be down a little bit, but not bad. Obviously, Wisconsin hasn't been hit quite as hard as some other areas. So, and a lot of races have been canceled, so there are a lot of guys that are really anxious to go out there. And We're doing our best to practice all the safe COVID stuff that we can. So it's a great event for spectators. The track is a very spectator friendly facility, like 600 acres. So you can find a spot almost anywhere to watch from any corner or any hill, any bank.
Sure.
And there's good seating all over the place, and spectators can come wander through the paddock and look at the cars. I mean, normally the drivers are more than happy to tell you their whole life story about the car. typical car guys. So it's a real nice event. It's a little bit smaller than the July event, but this year probably will be close. So we're excited to be here again.
Mike, it's Jeff, and speaking of the car owners, can you give us some background on the average vintage car owner in the VSCVA, and perhaps talk about your restoration of the Group 44 Cup car?
Yeah, I think actually, you know, we joked about it because, you know, the average vintage racers, you know, might be in its 60s, although we're starting to see, which is really nice. You know, I talked about being family friendly. We've got a number, at least a half a dozen over the last couple of years of drivers, and most of them are daughters, actually. You know, their fathers race, now they're racing. So we're seeing younger people get out there, and it actually is, you know, people say, oh, racing is so expensive. You know, the thing we talk about vintage racing is, you know, you could be anywhere out there, and as long as you're dicing with somebody, having fun, and you're living the dream, it doesn't have to cost that much money. It just doesn't. Yeah, if you want to be up front and you want to run a Formula One car, forget it. I mean, that's a massive amount of money. But if you want to run a typical, you know, smaller production type car and want to be in the middle of a pack somewhere having fun, you can do that. There are guys that run the same set of tires all year. And, you know, you know if you don't get something that's a big gas guzzler, well, that saves you money. And so there's all kinds of guys. There's guys that are very serious up front. And it is serious racing. Don't just because it's vintage, it's serious racing. You know, and the guys in mid-pack are quite as serious, and the guys in the back maybe don't have a big budget, but they're out there and they're living their dream. They're on the track and they're competing, and nine times out of ten, you can find somebody to dice with, and that's what's fun. And it doesn't, you know, if you're all about first place or else, you probably shouldn't be in vintage racing, just because, you know, if you do metal-to-metal contact, you know, you're going to go to driver's committee, you're going to have to explain yourself. Because, you know, hard racing is one thing, overly aggressive with metal contact, very much frowned on, very much so. yeah, I do a lot of different projects, and right now I'm just about finished up with the Group 44. You know, if people know who Bob Tooley is from Group 44 Racing, is Bob won, oh my goodness, I don't know, 5 SEC championships, 2 Trans Am championships. He took Jaguar back to Le Mans and won class, I think, after like almost a 25 or 30 year hiatus. Most people didn't know that at the end of Bob's career, he self-funded a NASCAR team. And interestingly enough, Jim Suller in 1989 ran the half season about for Bob. And the best finish was 9th at Watkins Glen. And so for a new team that self-funded, that wasn't bad. Jim did a great job of being able to pull that off at 9th place. I think he started, I don't remember, it might have been 20 something. I don't exactly remember. So the car is just about complete. I had actually got it fired up, and there was a Souter family racing car show, was it last weekend? And, put it on the trailer, took it up and showed it off. And, you know, all the Souter family was there. And they appreciated it. They were kind of shocked that anybody would take the time and effort to restore one of their dad's cars. But it was about Jim Souter. I'm from Wisconsin. I'm only a few miles from the Slinger track, so I can hear him qualifying. So it was about Jim Souter, the Wisconsin history, but also about Bob Tullius, because I know Bob because I built a one of his Group 44 E-type race car that he won the championship in 75 with. That's now in a museum in England, so I raced that for about 20 years. So that's kind of how I got to know Bob. So it's just kind of a neat little piece of Wisconsin history and Group 44 history, because that turned out to be the last race car ever raced by Group 44 Racing, and they were in business for, I think, like 35 years or something. Pretty long time. So it's kind of neat. I think it's going to end up going down to Daytona, and Bob has a hangar down there where he has some IMSA GTP cars, and I think maybe it's going to sit on display down there, because he has groups come in that, he was in Motorsports Hall of Fame, I think, 2 years ago. He got inducted 2 or 3 years ago. So he still does have tours of people that come in and want to see some of his cars and his airplanes and just listen to Bob talk about his history, because he's got a very long history in racing at a lot of different venues. So, that one's almost done. It's on to the next.
We're talking with Mike Carnelli of the Vintage Sports Car Drivers Association and their event, the Vintage Fall Festival, coming up here September 18th through the 20th at Road America. And you're doing a co-sanction this year at the event. And is that something that we may see in the future? Or is that because of the COVID epidemic? Is this helping out with organizations kind of grouping together, helping each other out? How did that come about?
Well, it's kind of interesting. I like anything with wheels, you know. In the early days, of course, I was doing muscle car stuff, and I kind of got hooked on Jaguars. And actually, Dave Hanton, who runs HSR organization, he's East Coast. Dave's out of Florida. I knew David because he's a Brit, and he loves Jaguars, and he used to race a Jag. So we would see each other at Jag functions, but also at the track. And he had given me a call, and because of the COVID, he was getting hammered. He didn't have events, and he was trying to fill in his schedule as, you know, event after event got canceled. And he suggested that, you know, could we somehow work together? And I said, absolutely. We're all vintage people, and you know, I want to see the HSR stay successful also. So they're a little bit lean more towards a little bit newer, more powerful cars. Our Group 9 is where we have our, maybe 80s and 90s Trans Am cars and things like that, or a GTP car would be in there. And HSR does have more of those types of cars, so we'll probably see more of those than normal, I would think, this year. And we are doing where we always do special races. We have the Cup races, which is the Kimberly Cup, the Sheldon Cup, and the Elkhart Lake Cup. And those are in reference to the races that were held when they still drove around the streets of Elkhart Lake. It's different because for the racers, you're always in your one group, your race group two. Well, now in a Cup race, you might be racing with guys from Group 2, guys from Group 8, maybe guys from Group 3. So you get to race against people you don't normally get to race against, and it's all done strictly on time. And if you break out, you're done. It's like drag racing. That's kind of where I got the idea from, to be honest with you.
Sure.
And the drivers love it because they get to race against other people, and they know, it may be like a 15-second time difference in one race in the Sheldon Cup, for example. And if sometimes in your race group you might be 50 seconds or something slower than the front guy, but now you're not. Now you're only going to be 15 seconds different. So, and sometimes guys that are mid pack in their race group all of a sudden become front pack in the Cup races. So that's really popular. It's interesting and different to watch. We do the same thing for the open wheel guys. And on Friday afternoons, we do a 1 hour enduro race, which is five or six different groups out there at the same time. And then this year, because we're having a lot of bigger bore cars, we're going to do an enduro. The last race on Sunday is going to be an enduro for the big horsepower guys, which could be anything from a GTP car to a Trans Am car or a Camaro or a Corvette or something like that. The bigger displacement horsepower guys. Mm-hmm. So we run a wide variety of races. So you just you can't run out of interesting things to watch, that's for sure. And certainly. I mean, they're all in the paddock there, and you can, you know, walk right up and look at the cars, and yeah, I'm sure if the driver's there, you ask a question, they're only too happy to tell you how fast they thought they were.
Very good. We're talking with Mike. We're talking with Mike Cornelli in the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. The VSCDA, of course, coming up, the 2020 Elkhart Lake Vintage Festival 35. That's September 18th through the 20th at Road America. Make sure you get up there. It should be a neat event. And racing isn't done just yet in the state of Wisconsin. So it's a great event to go up to and check it out. And, of course, at picturesque Road America, what better way to spend a fall weekend? So, Mike, we certainly appreciate you taking time out, your busy schedule, and looking forward to seeing you in a couple weeks.
Well, thanks so much. It was fun to share what information I can share with your listening viewers about how great Road America is and how much fun VSCDA is to be out there. And by the way, it's not that expensive. Get an old car and come out and play.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.